Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is Bitcoin SV? Okay, now Bitcoin SV is another excellent topic from the crypto space, and you do need to know about it, so let's go. Since the launch of Bitcoin, we've seen dozens, perhaps hundreds, or even thousands of unique cryptocurrencies, all designed to either expand upon Bitcoin's functionality or attempt to improve it in some way. Privacy coins and stable coins are but two of the initiatives launched by those who felt they'd identified a problem in Bitcoin's design. But other cryptocurrencies emerged to resolve what they believed to be broken in the original Bitcoin implementation. Bitcoin SV is just such a coin. In Bitcoin's early days, the network was capable of managing transaction volume. At that time, holders of Bitcoin were almost always exclusively developers or cryptography enthusiasts. But as Bitcoin's popularity grew, at times the network was overloaded with an increasing volume of transactions. The result was longer periods of time for transactions to be confirmed. Some developers expressed concerns that Bitcoin's transactions might eventually take days or longer to clear. They also suggested transaction fees might skyrocket if the issue wasn't addressed. This is known as Bitcoin's scalability problem. The developers of Bitcoin SV believe the original Bitcoin protocol is flawed. The developers of Bitcoin SV believe that Bitcoin's block size should be increased to improve transaction speed. Eventually, these developers launched the Bitcoin SV blockchain and its native token, BSV. Bitcoin SV was originally designed with a block size of 128 megabytes, but with the Quasar protocol upgrade in July 2019, the block size was expanded to 2 gigabytes. Keep in mind, Bitcoin has a block size of 1 megabyte. Developers of Bitcoin SV report their blockchain processes an average of 300 transactions per second. However, versions under development can process up to 5,500 transactions per second. While impressive, there are issues associated with larger block sizes, specifically decentralization and security, simply because fewer full nodes can store the entire blockchain history. Looking at this another way, small blocks are slower but maintain decentralization as well as security because more nodes can join and maintain the network. You can view speed and decentralization as lying on a spectrum. So the faster a blockchain, the less decentralized it may be, and vice versa.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.